Florida state rep asks DeSantis to end cruel and misguided mask mandate in schools. By Jacob Bliss on May 4, 2021. Florida State Representative Anthony Sabatini, R., sent a letter to Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R., Tuesday, requesting an executive order suspending the power of school boards to mask children, calling the policy cruel and misguided. Sabatini, in his letter, thanked the governor for signing a pair of executive orders Monday that were meant to suspend local emergency orders in cities and counties in Florida. Those two orders ended a 14-month period in which Florida's local governments engaged in an unparalleled abuse of power. An unrivaled suppression of individual liberty never seen before in Florida, the Republican continued. Sabatini believes there is still one political subdivision in the Sunshine State. He called the state's school board's policy of continuing to force children in school to wear masks cruel, oppressive, and misguided. Sabatini said school children are being forced to wear the face mask under the constant threat of punishment. The Republican urged DeSantis to issue an additional executive order in order to immediately suspend all mask mandates in Florida's schools. A student and their parents should have the choice of whether to wear a mask or not government, he explained. Recently, Sabatini was a huge supporter of DeSantis's executive order banning vaccine passports. The order was to mandate any business in Florida be prohibited from requiring patrons or customers to provide any documentation certifying COVID-19 vaccination or post-transmission recovery to gain access to, entry upon, or service from the business. Sabatini also told Breitbart News at the time, "I look forward to pushing legislation in the Florida House to pass this into Florida law immediately. And also to add an enforcement mechanism that will allow for punishment of the woke businesses that violate the law." Meanwhile, with Florida's population increasing, the Sunshine State is slated to receive a new congressional district before the upcoming midterm elections. According to the University of Florida's Bureau of Economic and Business Research, BEBR, growth data, a newly drawn district may be carved into Republican-held Central Florida, where Sabatini is from. Sabatini has already declared his candidacy, running as an America First conservative.